Another interesting thing too was containerization wasn't in. It was break bulk cargo type of work. Longshoremen were still using the longshoreman hook. Winches are still being run by sometimes on the west side of Manhattan, Pier 40, Holland American Line, run by steam winch. Then they came up with electrical motors, which came up to be electrical winches and so forth. But an interesting thing that came over in Port Elizabeth, Port Newark, was containerization was brought over by Mac something, McLean, brought over the first box. And another thing, the military ocean started what they called a Connex box. Connex, C-O-N-E-X, Connex. Mm-hmm. It was like an 8x8 box. You could put cargo in there, and you could rest assured pretty much it wasn't going to be pilferage. There was a tremendous amount of pilferage going on the Hudson side and the New York side of the Hudson River. And containerization really cut down pilferage. And the guaranteed wage came in also.
Who was doing the pilfering?
Well, everybody was doing pilfering. Everyone and anyone, including some of the security people, uh-huh. which I really don't want to go into.
We don't have to, yeah.
Right. What I'm trying to lead up to, what was really amazing, there was a Berth 80. Now, at the time, I didn't fully understand it, but there was an attorney that was working for the Port Authority of New York, and their job basically is to look 15 years ahead, for the airports, aviation, and the seaports. Mm-hmm. And this guy's name turns out to be Marr. Marr had knowledge about things that was going to be projected down the line. Mm-hmm. And he opened up Berth 80, which was Mr. Marr. And I remember working the containers that would come in there, and we would chock them with 2x4s or 4x4s, different type of cargo in the boxes. And many years later, Mr. Marr has two sons, Brian Marr and his brother. And many years after that, Marr Turner sold out to Deutschland Bank. And Brian Marr, I believe, is still held on today as a consultant, at making $1 million a year as a consultant. So there's a family that's truly a successful story. Started out on the Jersey side on a warehouse, ILA warehouse, and did very well for the family. And